Last April, SWEPCO applied to the Arkansas Public Service Commission for a certificate of environmental compatibility and public need to construct and operate a 345,000 extra high voltage transmission line from the Shipe Road substation west of Centerton in Benton County to the Kings River in Carroll County, where a new substation will be constructed. The project is being met with a strong surge of opposition. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
SWEPCO was directed to tackle the transmission project several years ago by Southwest Power Pool, of which it's a member. SPP is one of nine transmission organizations nationwide mandated by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to ensure a reliable power supply at competitive wholesale prices, all to serve our electron-guzzling culture. SPP oversees the electrical transmission structure across the Mid-South to ensure efficient interstate transport and marketing of regionally produced nuclear, hydro, coal, wind, and solar energy. Maps show a varicose vein-like pattern of EHV transmission lines constructed in the region, including one in extreme northwest Arkansas, but the rest of the Ozarks remains in the clear, and many Ozarkians want to keep it that way. The Arkansas Public Service Commission, which is vetting the request, has on file nearly 50 individual business and municipalities standing in opposition to it, along with an additional 4,800 individual comments against it. APSC Executive Director John Bethel.
It is a significant number of comments on this case.
Opponents had 30 days to formally intervene and will be expected to testify at a special hearing.
That hearing is set for August 26.
Interveners and parties to the case had until June 28th to file testimonies, all posted on the website for public view. The company will file rebuttal testimony by July 19th, with counter comments after. The administrative law judge has scheduled two public comment meetings in northwest Arkansas.
And those will be held in Eureka Springs and in Rogers.
July 15th and 16th in Eureka at the end of the Ozarks, and on the 17th and 18th in Rogers at Embassy Suites. The commission will then issue its ruling 60 days after the August hearing in Little Rock. If approved, easements will be taken next March, land surveyed and clear-cut with construction set for completion June 1st in 2016. But blaze orange yard signs dot businesses and residences across northern Benton and Carroll counties ordering SWEPCO to stop. Opponents fear the consequences of a 48-mile-long, 150-foot-wide slash upon which 150-foot-tall metal towers will be planted every 800 feet into 10-foot-wide by 40-foot-deep bores. The signage was created by Save the Ozarks, based in Carroll County. Attorney Mick Harrison, formerly with the Government Accountability Project in Washington, D.C., is representing the group, hired just a few weeks ago.
So we filed testimony from several experts, including an expert on the lack of need for the new power line and the ins and outs of why SWEPCO has not demonstrated that this is a project that's needed.
Several transmission line studies conducted by SPP determined the need to expand extra high voltage lines in the region to better allocate power facility production scheduling while reducing congestion. It also cited additional energy was needed in Benton and Carroll counties. But critics say the study's population and electricity usage projections are outdated, given the report was produced prior to the Great Recession. The project's environmental impact study, which is not compelled to meet EPA standards, assures stakeholders that necessary and limited impacts will occur on scenic and recreational resources. Views of the line will be hidden by topography and forests, and that the project is reasonable, but numerous testimonies on the docket claim the project is unreasonable. Save the Ozarks attorney Mick Harrison.
So if you combine the lack of need or the lack of demonstration of need with the demonstrated adverse economic and environmental impacts, you should have a pretty good chance of prevailing.
As opposition mounted to the project, SWEPCO and SPP filed motions in June for protective orders of non-disclosure, citing confidentiality based on federal security purposes. Critics complained they were trying to hide the record. In a response to an email query for this report, SPP spokesperson Peter Holscher stated that a reevaluation of transmission line needs has been performed using models and assumptions that are more recent And Holscher denied that the project is all about selling Arkansas-produced energy to markets out of state. According to SWEPCO's proposal, six possible routes exist for the transmission line. A northern route arcs across southern Missouri, but it's too expensive to build, the utility claims. A southern route is too congested with homes and businesses. Several preferred middle routes run due east past Pea Ridge National Park through the White River Valley, just north of Eureka Springs to the Kings River, crossing 346 parcels of land, including property belonging to Doug Stowe.
So that means that everything in a strip 150 feet wide, commencing 75 feet from our deck, would be removed and kept sterile for generations of natural forest growth.
Doug Stowe is a noted woodworker and author. He and his wife, Jean Elderwind, own 11 acres of forested property just north of Eureka Springs. Stowe, who is a member of Save the Ozarks, believes the extra high voltage transmission line paves the way for an energy superhighway through the Ozarks.
In terms of voltage, a 345 kV line carries four times what a 150, 161 kV line serves now. We have electric power coming in and out of Carroll County on 161 kV lines. They serve us well, and they go on into Harrison and other places and serve other people well. And so here's SWEPCO, and they are proposing to actually quadruple the amount of power that we have available in Carroll County.
A Federal Energy Regulatory Commission Order 1000 issued in 2011 mandated transmission line planning across the nation to better coordinate grid expansion. One map shows a proposed new high-voltage transmission line cutting a clear path across the entire length of North Arkansas. Altogether, nearly 800 acres will be taken for the Shipe Road-Kings River project. If property owners refuse to convey easement, the land will be condemned under utility right-of-way eminent domain law. Total project cost, well over $100 million, will be shouldered by ratepayers. Little Rock attorney Mac Norton, with the firm Wright, Lindsay, and Jennings, is representing Benton County interveners Julia R. Neighbors Revocable Trust and trustees, who seek to dismiss the application.
The applicant, SWEPCO, was not the entity that determined the need for the facility. That was done by the Southwest Power Pool. So SWEPCO was in the, you might say, somewhat awkward position of having to refer to SPP for the statement of need. Therefore, the application is, in our view, deficient.
He argues the applicant has a statutory obligation to set out the need to justify the project. When an extra high voltage transmission line was proposed from the Flint Creek coal fire power plant near Gentry in Benton County up into southwest Missouri, the project sailed forward. Perhaps SPP and SWEPCO expected no opposition with the Shipe Road Kings River project. Save the Ozarks expert witness Dr. Hyde Merrill, an MIT-trained engineer, declined being interviewed for this report. But in his testimony, he claims the 345 kV upgrade is excessive and that the current 161 kV transmission line could be reconfigured to manage overloads, to which SPP responded, "It's not a reliable solution in the long term." For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To view testimony and comments regarding this case, you can search the Arkansas Public Service Commission dockets page for case number 13-041-U.